Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. We did the Sif Aleph. We're holding by Sif Beis. Okay. So we said that you have to read 10 Pesukim, and each person has to, unless there is a parsha which the whole idea finishes in less than that. In Karen. Now, besides the fact that we have to have 10 psukim total, each person has to get at least 2 psukim. Which would mean that shnayim karen shloisha shloisha, two of the three olim will read 3 psukim. Vechad kari arba, one of them will have to read 4 psukim to give you a total of 10. Vezimim shakari arba, harezim mashubuk. Whoever chooses to be the one to read all, read 4. He's gathered for himself the mitzvah. Okay.
Because it wasn't defined in the.
It was not defined, right.
And people lame for themselves.
Correct. Correct. And both statements you said are correct. Mr. Bruce, cut down. Vase of hand.
This is something which always. So we have this notion of. Shuk Sibur because people couldn't read or didn't have Siddurim and they didn't know. And yet, so we anticipate people to learn the Torah for themselves. Seems to
what?
Be just opposite extremes.
You wouldn't give it an Amaris and Aliyah.
Yeah, but the way I always understood it, most people were Amaris. So.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. But you give Aliyah to people know how to read. Whoever reads more would accomplish more. So each one of the three has an argument that he should be the one who should have this advantage. We find sometimes that the first is the most chashuv. We find by the menorah that the middle, everything faced to the middle. We find a concept that we go up, so the first ones are less and the last one is more. Each one has an argument. He should want the one should get this advantage. Okay, therefore, whoever wants to take advantage of reading 4, we can give that advantage to him. Each one has an argument why he should be the one. So this was when they used to read themselves. But nowadays, we're the Shliach Tzibur is the one who's reading.
By definition, only the first one could be Zaris, second one could be Zaris, the third one, everyone read 3. By definition, he's reading 4, so he's not much of a Zaris. He's stuck.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's not like...
See, the word Zaris doesn't... we translate it as being quick.
It's not always an option.
So the word Zaris doesn't
say... Usually, that's a Yisrael. I mean, assuming there's a guy in a Levi there.
Right. So the word Zaris, Rashi in Yevamos. I love to tell you I remember where, but I don't. The word Zoris does not translate as quick. He's translated as a person who's being diligent and taking care of what has to be taken care of.
So even so, then especially.
So saying so. So. So
the guy, the first guy reads 4. The game's over. I mean, unless there's more than 10.
No, right, over. Right. I'm saying,
what are you gonna do? I mean, you're not gonna read again.
No, exactly.
That's it. I mean, it's the only one who could be Zoris is the Kayan. I mean, unless there's no Kayan there. But if there's a Kayan...
Whoever's taking care of the responsibility is called Zoris. So any one of them, we could argue the first one has the right to do this because he's the Rishon. The second has the right to do that because the Mitzoyi has... And the third one, we could give this opportunity to because we find sometimes...
But how is that determined? How do they determine it way in advance?
They could. They could...
In other words, they're told in advance that you're going to get...
Or they could amongst themselves, they could decide.
Okay. So they could prepare the laning anyway. I assume they do have to know beforehand.
Well, I see actually that they were the lochas. You're not supposed to read without preparing.
So then it couldn't be like today where you see a guy and you say, okay, you're getting shlishi, because it had to be determined beforehand, because people didn't, if they weren't prepared, they couldn't. Right.
Well, unless they assume we'll ever prepare, that's the other possibility.
Wow. Lucked up in a shoot like that. Everything
prepared. I think they knew, in general, they knew the psukim a lot better than we do.
With laning?
Yeah, but it's enough to know when they have it. There's a lot you have to prepare.
You have to know how to read it?
See, most of them, they called Rabbi Kiva one time and said they didn't prepare, I can't lane. Rabbi Kiva didn't know the psukim. Of course he did. But there's a lot you can't read without preparing.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, I've done it in my life, but it's not the right thing to do. Right. You know, I said, just give me a second over here, please. Now, she says, so that was then. But nowadays, it's the same person landing, so you can't say he's having there's a mile to one over the other. So the correct way to do it, according to them, is because, so we have a concept called Ma'alim B'Kurdish, so the correct way to do it would be 3-3, then 4. And that's a general which we have. B'Yesh Cholkim was there, they do not necessarily say that we have to, that this is called Ma'alim B'Kurdish, so we have a chiv to do that. After this pasha, the minik shekarim b'mincha b'shabas b'shenim chamisha kol ha'parsha b'shenim shal seder shif b'shabas habo, and it's moved to the minik we relay the whole aliyah, which we refer to as Rishon of the coming week, which might be more than 10 psukim. So we take that and we divide it up amongst three people, which we won't be more than 10 psukim. And if you
might be more than 10 psukim.
So, but you theoretically, you have to make sure everybody gets that you can't do anything less than 3 per person, and that's the main thing. And you have to have a total of 10. And that's got to focus on. Okay. Gimel. See, interesting thing. So there's a difference between a Monday and a Thursday and a Shabbos mincha and a Rish Shabbos morning in regards to your Chiyuv Kriya. Chiyuv Kriya, but that must read 10 psukim. Shabbos is that he was to read the parsha. Nafkamina is, let's say a person skips a pasuk by mistake. It goes down an extra line. So, the imdilek pasuk echad bulek ro'oi. He skipped a pasuk. See, him hupe mincha b'shabbos or b'shenim chamishi. B'char asur psukim bulek pasuk hamadulek. And a chayzer. If there's 10 psukim besides the one that you skipped, so, you read 10 psukim. They weren't in order, but that's, you skipped a pasuk, but you read 10 psukim. So you don't have to go back. Himlav is not 10 psukim, so obviously you have to go back because you're missing a pasuk. You're missing something. The he was read 10 psukim. Abu b'Shabbos in the morning. Feel dilek pasuk echad chozer v'karei. If you missed the pasuk, you have to go back. Mishnah Berurah will say even one word is a problem. Feel achsha shechzer v'satara v'omer kaddish. You put the sefer Torah back. You already said the kaddish. You take the Sefer Torah out, and you read that pasuk, but 2 more psukim, because you never read less than 3 psukim. So you take it out, you have to read that pasuk. Now, not reading in an order, but you have to read that pasuk plus 2 other psukim.
You call anybody up to the Torah to read that, or you just read it?
Whether it's here to give personally, I think so.
Mm-hmm. The only thing you wanted to accomplish was that you're reading everything. You already had the Shiva Kruin. I mean, I don't know when they found
it. Yeah, but there's also when you read a Kriya, which you're Mechiyav to read, there's a Chiyav of a Bracha before and a Bracha afterwards. Okay. So we need to have somebody do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. You've done everything. It sounds like from the Mechaber that they would put the Haftarah back before they did that. They would read the Haftarah. So he's saying, you put the Haftarah back. You did the Kaddish, put the Haftarah back. you already said the Haftarah and Musaf. I don't care. You need to get that post again. Okay. Parshas HaMoed. Okay. Now, let's say, so the law is that over there, there's not a chiyuv to finish the parsha, like there was in Shabbos morning. There's a chiyuv to read about the Yom Tov. So there's chiyuv to get five aliyahs. But dinam k'moy b'mincha b'shabbos b'shenach ha'mishi shvikar k'ro parsha yishev b'shabbos shalem, to fulfill the concept of reading all the psukim of the Torah that you've done in the parsha them, or you read all the psukim. Over here, you have to talk about the Yom Tov. You spoke about the Yom Tov. Ah, you missed the pasuk. As long
even,
as
even if you miss one of the psukim in the Torah, the Rosh and Yom
Tov. I don't think that should make a difference. Maybe there's an apikurisha. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. But mitzad hilus kriyas haTorah, let me know. It would not make a difference. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah. So,
Siv. It's sad if the Baal Kor can get away with that. It's pretty sad.
Yeah. Vakara Sar Psukim. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katnei. Marisha collected Kara Shlash Psukim, and each person also read three Psukim besides the Pasuk that you skipped. When Kulam Hoyu Asara, Dima Yeredila Kara Echad Pachas Mishash Psukim. If one of the person read less than three psukim, so he needs to get he's not fulfilled his chiyuv kriya. So no, everybody read three psukim, and you had three psukim total, and you skipped the pasuk. So fine, say no chaser. Takara asar psukim k'tekanas achamim. You fulfilled the obligation. There wasn't an obligation to read the parsha per se. The obligation was to read ten psukim of Torah, which you did.
Not
ten psukim
Torah,
ten psukim
for the parsha for that Shabbat.
Not necessarily.
Any ten psukim, really?
Theoretically, yeah. That's in other words, the case. Let's say a mistake. They, you know, you have this Balkari, and again, like you know, like Korok says, pretty sad, right? You know, he's an Israeli Balkari. He comes in, you know, he's
in a second,
and he gets up there, right? And he lanes, you know, parshas. He lanes this week chukas, right? Ten psukim of chukas, or the whole of psukas, and nobody's like paying attention. Fine, this is one second. Chukas on a Monday. It's current this week. It's no problem. You read it.
So when they read for themselves, presumably everybody knew what's the parsha. So three guys each one.
No, the mitzvah. The kviyas was to read it, but you know, we would
when
read.
When are you talking about?
Like one guy knows three psukim, period. So he's always reading to say three psukim.
When are you talking about during the week?
During the week.
And Shabbos in the afternoon.
That's a good thought. Yeah.
Not on Shabbos in the morning.
Yeah, but we wouldn't normally give them that option. We're not going to make it up so easy for people. It's not the chiyuv to read it now, per se, this pasuk. Mitzad, reading the pasuk, you'll read it on Shabbos. Okay. Fine. Now the my Siddhartha points out, so can we take this idea and apply it to a person who read the pasuk incorrectly? To the point where the message of the pasuk was incorrect. So that's not necessarily true. But the Bir Lachol will talk about that around. That's worse, because if what you're saying is not a true message of Torah, you're reading the pasuk in a way which is incorrect, which changes the shot in the pasuk. That's worse than skipping it totally. Okay. Now Vimlav, if you didn't have ten psukim, it's kaiser. Hainu should record rock tisha psukim benakol. You only ended up with nine psukim. Now, after before the Kamei Siptal the Bidiyavid Kar Tisha Ben Akolos Yotso, we'll see in the next sip that there is an argument that Bidiyavid Yotse Hocha the Yeshte Reyusus. There's two problems. Shapichas Me'asar Psukim. Agam Dilik Ve'Emsa Kar Tzvei. You've done two things wrong. So it's already a problem. Now, V'Hai V'Chayzer Kainim Nizkal Acher Shem Kvar Beirich Rach Achrona. The Lashon V'Chayzer means you must have to go back, even though you finished the last that Aliyah. For now, Now, if you caught before you said the bracha achrona, it's very easy. You'd go back and just read more. Saying even if you finished totally, you would read it. You'd have to go back and read three psukim, the one missing plus two more to get your total of 10. But you can't read less than 3. So that's what you're going to do. Okay. But on Shabbos, even if you miss one pasuk echad sifka mches. I feel it makes sense, probably pasuk echad or part of a pasuk. I feel teva rak teva achas, or even if you miss one word, tzarich lachzor b'likrosei. You have to go back. V'yesh the haslam itkilas oisa pasuk likrosei, v'shtamim oikedin pasuk sholi. So you read the pasuk that was missing, or excuse me, the pasuk where the word was missing, plus two more psukim. Fine. Now, the Mishnah doesn't discuss if you missed the letter. So there are cases where you miss a letter, which is, we'll see later on, that not all the times you're missing a letter where you have to go back. Mishabura paskins that if a person missed a vav, of vav a chibur, so, but it's clear from the pasuk that it means and. So the vav is not ma'akev. Because it's clear from how you're reading it. He says the word aharon, he read it aron. He says, everyone knows what you're referring to, you be yotze, even though you left out the hay. There are cases where, if it's clear, so missing a hay, missing a letter, will not necessarily send you back. But a word, you can't, even though we understand what it means without the word, you can't skip a word. Okay. So on Shabbos, even if you missed
the word. We can discuss the different ways that people pronounce words.
We will.
You know,
yeah.
Svar dim and all that.
We'll get to that. So he has to go back. Afilu koru zayin gavri b'loy posuk amadul. You've had your 7 aliyahs. Everybody got at least 3 psukim. You know, everything is wonderful. You got to go back because you missed the posuk or missed the word. V'hai chorzer hanu shechorzer mavarach lefenei olachra. It means you mamashmit. You take it out. Take the Torah out and you make a bracha. You can give a person the aliyah. He makes a bracha before and afterwards. Remember, kalash b'chaz of a kare. Near shadavke medilug hayu baliyas rishonis. Now, our medilug hayu baliyas shviyas. Mekolshke baliyas and sabas laimin yeshiva. Ain tzarich lachzor levarach b'kibun mishum pasuk amadulug. The haloi b'lav hachi yala hamaf to the Torah. If you're all the way at the end, towards the end of the parsha, so the solution is give that pasuk to the mafter. If can you ask alhumi pasuk hamadulag at sefer parsha? So we will use the mafter to make sure the pasuk is read. That we can use the mafter as one of the chiyuvei kruyim if we need to. So we can use the mafter to get. You're at the end of the parsha, so you read 3 psukim for the mafter. So read 10 psukim for the mafter. Read 20 psukim for the mafter. Instead of adding a separate aliyah, just use the mafter for the kapodet purpose.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Maharis.
Okay.
In Chayidish,
Mr. Now on parshas of Moedim. So then, the loch is, it's like Mincha B'Shabbos. Umar Shakaponim Korla Machamisha Garbi Shlosh Psukim Cholechon. Kedin, you must have 5 Kriyim. Fine. Each person must get 3 Psukim. You did all of that. Because if one of the 5 did not get 3 Psukim, so we have a different Kriyim to go back. He didn't read properly. Now, I'm not going to rub a shakasa. The huadin in dealing with aza posuk me psukim shikarim b'sefer Torah shnia lemafter avur chayvas ayom that a psukim korban musaf shenel chayzer. Even if it's the psukim of the korban, you don't have to go back. Im loy shechiser ikarin shel psukim legamer. But if you miss the whole idea, you have the posuk, which is the main point, if you miss that, you got to go back. The hainu b'shabes sheir by. Yom Alef Techola Moitzukas. For example, the first day of Chola Moit is Shabbos. It's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Okay, Shekar Lamafter Ubayam Hasheni Ubayam Hashlishi. Budilak Ubayam Hashlishi. Al Bishakar Ubayam Hasheni Even though you read Yom HaSheni, but this is the third day, so you didn't read Yom HaShlishi. The down the Bekin Mekiriyah the Yarcho. Now, Umiyim Kar B'Yom HaShlishi V'Dilag B'Loi Kar B'Yom HaSheni, and a Chayz Alikris B'Bracha El Pesach Sefer Torah B'Kar El Pesukim L'Tnei Atzibur B'Loi Bracha. Fascinating then. Since we are Bekin Mekiriyah the Yarcho, and for us this is really Yom HaShlishi, so the Chi of Kriyas Yom is Yom HaShlishi. We add Yom HaSheni because of the Sfek of the Yom, which we're not going to say Abiyudeno. So for that, you don't need it. You don't have a Chi of Kriya with a Bracha. That's like more of them you missed. So it's somewhere in the middle. So the example here is you left out all of Yom HaShlishi, all of the Pesukim of Yom HaShlishi, the three Pesukim of Yom HaShlishi. So that's clearly a problem. What about you missed one pasuk of that? You have to say what you bring. Afterward, the chaper lechem, next we have a shvi that's the makiv. But the psukim which talk about the different animals, including the soya, the chaper lechem, that you have to read. Yom Aleph Shal Sukkos Im Dilag Eizep Sukkim He Kraft Them Out Sefer Parsha Asher Chisar B'Yom Aleph Shal Cholamoid K'Shechal B'Shabbos Eizep Pasuk Shum Miparsha Shal B'Yom HaShlishi V'Chein Nitzkim Sefer Shari Efrayim. So if you're missing in the, not only the whole parsha is missing, but even in a pasuk which is a primary pasuk, then you'd have to go back to that. Okay. Now, Sif Dalet deals with if a person read less than three psukim, im kara echad shnei psukim sar lasser belikra. If one of the three, the Arlam only read two psukim, so he has to go back. Now, v'im lo koral ben shloshen elatisha psukim. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned this, but however, if you're supposed to read 10, each person read 3. So that key of each person reading 3, you have. You don't have 10 altogether. Each one read 3. We're not machab to go back. Rather, the parashas of Moloch. We find the b'di'evid akuponim 9 sometimes can be enough. So over here, at least b'di'evid will say that's sufficient. So they only read 8 psukim. So that right. So but now, how would that be? Each person has to read 3 psukim. One person repeated a pasuk. So the first person read Sukkim Aleph Beis Gimel. The second person read Gimel Dalet Hay, right? And then the third person read Vav Zayin Ches. So everybody read 3 Pesukim. We only have 8 Pesukim altogether. So then you'd have to go back. There's long Mishnah Berurah over here. Okay.
Why would you have to go back?
Because you have to have at least 9 Pesukim. They read 10 altogether. The first two people read 8 at 4 apiece, and he read 2. So you have 10, but he only read 2. Because that the tree has to be at least 3 psukim. So here we have interesting din. We have extra liyas. So the first 7 kriyim read their part of the parsha correctly, their amount, etc. Now you made hosafos, and one of the people who got a hosafa only read 2 psukim. So you say, no, it's not a no, because he went up and only read 2 psukim. He didn't do what he has a key of kriya to do. So once he was up there, he has to go back and read 3 psukim. Okay. Lots of likras, he has to go back. Now, what about making a bracha again? So, well, you're going to, after we're finished reading the Shavuot, you might be still be wondering also.
It might still be what also?
It's a complicated piece of Shavuot. Okay, let's go. Vinyan bracha lifanei kach dinle. But you have to go back and read again. Do you make a bracha as well? So he read only two psukim, and he's going back to read three. Okay. Ima dayin lo berech bracha achrayna. Av al pi shekvar golol and sefer Torah v'hoyah b'day to lavorech. See, he's masalik das, right? We find many times you masalik das, you need a new bracha. And then he realized, his crucial occur rak shnei psukim. Chazim occur b'loy bracha lefanel. So he doesn't make a new bracha. Even though he was masalik from the kriya, by rolling up the sefer Torah with intent to make a bracha achrayna, doesn't make a difference. But he didn't. But they haven't said the bracha achrayna yet, so he doesn't go back.
So he doesn't.
However,
he doesn't take the bracha rishon again.
Bracha rishon again. Alim kvar berech bracha achrayna. Yisak kriya rishon legamri. V'chein tzor laser v'lebarach lefaneho. V'lehaskel mimokam shehiskel b'kriya akademis. So he makes a new bracha, goes back to the beginning of his aliyah. Why? Ki kriyas shnei psukim elu loy olu klal. Reading two psukim doesn't count. So we haven't read any psukim yet from this psukim that he's supposed to read. So read those two again. Then one more, give you a total of three. Now, if he was the third oyle, and the first two only read three psukim apiece. He has to read four psukim. So he read two psukim. They didn't realize. They called up the next oyle. So the person who was called up has a right to read, but he has to go back. So that oyle now, the next oyle stands there to the side. He'll go back, read three psukim, say the bracha achrayno. Then the next oyle will get his aliyah. Now he'll cry hiskol hasheni levorech. The second one already started the bracha. Or shasim kol bracha, or he completed the bracha. Menisku, then they realized that the previous Erla only read Tupsukim. So what do you do now? So, like you said before, those Tupsukim which are read by themselves don't count. Because it's not a kriya. So those Tupsukim have the status as if they have not been read. So now this individual will go back to those Tupsukim.
What individual?
The next Erla. This next oil will go back to where the previous person had started. Read those two psukim. He'll add one more pasuk and say the bracha achrayna afterwards. Say, no, one second. When he made the bracha, he planned to read these next three psukim. He has to go back because the two psukim don't count. See, he'll read five psukim. That's what some argue. The first oyle who only read two psukim will remain standing by the side. Then this oyle will finish. And then rachach yivarach harishon shekar shnei psukim. Then the first individual who only read two psukim will go back again aliyah. He won't go back. To read previously, he'll continue from where this next oyle left off, and he'll read three psukim.
So let's say that, let's just that I understand this because I'm a little confused. Let's number the psukim from aleph to yud, so then we have a little bit of an idea. First guy comes up, he only reads aleph and beis, right? And now he finished the second guy already started the bracha, so now for him they're going to read Gimel, Dalet, and Hay.
No. So the second person will has to go back and read Aleph and Beis.
Oh, he has to read Aleph and Beis.
And then there's a Machlokes that says you read Aleph, Beis, Gimel, or Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hay.
Why would he read? Oh, because that was his Aleph.
His Aliyah was based on where they assumed. They assumed he's going to start from Gimel and read Gimel, Dalet, Hay. Until they realized the mistake. So he made a bracha with intent to read Pesukim Gimel Dalet Hay.
Well, no, he really had in mind Dalet Hay Vav, because normally the first guy was reading Aleph Beis Gimel. That's what he should have done.
I understand, but he came up after the person read only Aleph and Beis. They know they stopped
at Gimel is not his. I mean, Gimel belongs to the first guy.
But they stopped at Beis. So he came up continuing with intent to continue from where the guy left off.
Oh, okay.
So he was planning to read the next Pesukim.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we said the first Pesukim don't count because he didn't read it.
Right.
So we have to add Aleph and Beis and then read Gimel Dalet Hay. That's what that. That's
okay,
what
so the second guy gets Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hay.
Okay, so now.
And now what happens?
Now Mr. Aleph Beis
right.
stays there and he gets the next Aliyah.
And when does he start? When
and he starts Vav Zayin Ches.
Vav Zayin Ches, okay. And
then the next Oilo will read Tetzur and Yudal. Right.
Don't we have any concerns, like if it's there's a parsha that ends, let's say, by Yud? I mean, you can't split the parshas up.
We'll get to that. We're not even mixing that in yet.
Oh, we're not even starting with that.
We're talking.
The
parshas meet cakes. There's no
one big parsha.
Right. There's one long parsha.
All right.
Right. Vayetze, you know. Right. Those are nice, clear. There's no hefsek in the middle. Just go
with this one, because
right.
There's no passions.
Now, fine. Now, v'im arishon yored kibar me'ateva barachat niskru. Now he left already. The first person who got it wrong left already.
Okay.
So our problem is that these psukim have to be read. So we could call somebody else, but we have to make sure that we have to get the cheshbon of the of, we have to get three kriyim.
Mm-hmm.
So he left already. We give somebody else, and he'll read three psukim.
Okay.
Now,
what do you mean?
So the Shavura, this is all very
what do you
easy.
Mean, Rabbi Ryan?
When you don't deal with it, there's no kahanim in the shul. It's all Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what do you do if there's a kriyim levi Yisrael? So that gets more complicated. Before we get to the complicated part,
let's make sure.
Let's hold it here before we do that. I don't. Let's not stop. What?
This